I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Monday, June 8th. The Great Council State Park Heritage Festival was held on Saturday. WYSO's Adriana Martinez Smiley went to the event, along with leaders and citizens of historic Ohio tribes who gathered to share their heritage with Ohioans.
It's been 2 years since the opening of Great Council State Park, the only state park in Ohio dedicated to Ohio's native peoples. It was built in consultation with the three federally recognized Shawnee tribal nations. Chief of the Eastern Shawnee Tribe of Oklahoma, Glenna Wallace, opened the festival with remarks. When the Indian Removal Act was being considered in the 19th century, Chief Wallace says the majority of Ohio congressmen opposed it, so she's not coming to criticize.
I am an old woman, no doubt about it, but I was not here then, and you weren't either. So, but I do say, I am here today, and you are here today, and we do have some responsibility with our governments and what happens.
The festival was one of several events the Ohio Department of Natural Resources is holding this year for America 250, marking the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. For WYSO News, I'm Adriana Martinez Smiley.
A constitutional amendment to eliminate property taxes in Ohio will not be on this fall's ballot. The announcement from the leader of the All-Volunteer Committee to Abolish Ohio Property Taxes, also known as Axe Ohio Tax, comes with less than a month before the deadline to submit signatures, and that would be on July 1st. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports.
Brian Massey says his group won't go for this fall's ballot, but will continue its petition drive to put the abolishment amendment before voters in November 2027. Massey says aiming for next year also gives lawmakers a chance to cut spending and pass more property tax law changes.
The people of Ohio want significant tax reductions in property taxes now rather than reduction of future increases.
Massey says volunteers fell short of his 620,000 signature goal, but he wouldn't say how many they do have. They need over 414,000 valid signatures. Most groups that brought constitutional amendments to the ballot have used paid signature gatherers and submitted more than 700,000. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Body camera video appears to show a Westchester Township police officer shoot and kill a man last week who was holding a knife to a woman's throat. Police identified the deceased man as Lorenzo Miller. Shortly before 10 p.m. on June 4th, officers responded to an apartment on Xenia Court after receiving a 911 call from a neighbor. Body camera video appears to show officers searching the apartment and then locating Miller and a woman in an upstairs bathroom. Miller can be heard on the video telling officers not to rush in and that he's holding a knife to her throat. The woman can be heard screaming for help. The video shows officers telling him to let her go, then going into the bathroom and firing one shot at Miller. He can be seen holding the knife. The woman was treated at UC Hospital Westchester for multiple injuries. The Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation is leading an investigation. The four police officers involved have been placed on leave per department policy. Miller had several convictions, including aggravated murder and domestic violence. Lawmakers are considering ending Medicaid payments to people who provide personal care to family members. That provision was added to a Republican-backed anti-fraud bill aimed at home health care providers last week. And disabled Ohioans and paid caregivers say it could be devastating, as State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports.
There are 7,000 Ohioans paid by Medicaid to care for family members in their homes, including the brother of Georgie Elson of Fairborn. But if that payment stops, she says she could lose his help.
That means I'm stuck in bed. That means I can't eat healthy food. I'll have to eat chips or something that's beside me. Can't get up and do what I need to do. Struggle to even just get all my meds.
Disabled Ohioans and their advocates say if family members can't be paid, they'll need to hire caregivers, and there's already a shortage of such workers. The bill is expected to be changed again, and a Republican on the committee hearing it says right now it has no votes. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Look for potentially wet week with rain and thunderstorm chances all week long. Very warm temperatures. Today, we'll have a chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening, with a high temperature in the upper 80s. And that's WYSO Today for Monday, June 8th. I'm Mike Fraser.